Hey, Mr. Mass. This is Young Chaff on the beat. We're going to start off with a little chapter 4, Much Ado About Nothing. Practically nothing, that is. Dun, dun, dun. So, I'd like to start off with the first example, the example of a little television with a little girl. And what this chapter really is, it's talking about IQ, different kinds of modes and range, different kinds of places like yards and footing and different things like...
Okay. So chapter 4, Much Ado About Practically Nothing, kind of talks about how numbers might not actually really tell you anything. Their first example was with IQ, and it gave Peter had an IQ of 98 and Linda, which had an IQ of 101, which had put Linda as above average and then Peter below average because average was 100. And their point for this was that IQ isn't really a valid test of knowledge, not only just because there's other ways to measure how smart somebody is or how advanced somebody is, and this just did based measured off of falsities, but it also only gave a range, and that range can make, in these two examples, could make a difference between somebody was average or normal or below average.
And to clarify what Heather said when she was talking about the range, it said that when you give somebody an IQ, it's really from this number to this number. For example, if your IQ is 95, it's from 90 to 100, and you're between there. And so if somebody got an IQ of 95 and somebody got an IQ of 100, because of those ranges, the person with 95 could actually be smarter than the person with 100. And plus, because, like Heather said, there's other ways to measure intelligence besides an IQ test.
I'm trying to remember the example. There was an example that he had, like, the range was, like, the average range for all these tests is, like, around 3. So, like, if you get an exact number, like, what the stats is really saying is, like, your IQ or your thing is just around, like, 97 to 100 or something. It's just, like, around 3-ish. But then another example also said, like, is it also around 5? And I was just actually a little confused, like, which one is it at? Does it actually mean 5 or 3?
And part of finding range has to do with, like, outliers. So if your range is from what to what, and then there is an outlier that could say that somebody is one way or another. But if you go into what Heather's theory was about, like, this doesn't accurately measure your intelligence, then those outliers that categorize people may not be so true.
So, on to the next chapter.
Yeah, the next chapter, chapter 5.
Yeah. So that chapter was mostly about manipulating graphs. We actually did that stuff kind of at the beginning, an assignment at the beginning of the year. So pretty much these examples, we're changing the X and Y axis scale, and also changing just what numbers were shown on the axes, like whether it was like from 0 to whatever number, or they only just showed a certain particular range of the...
Yeah, like Heather was saying, you can easily cut off the graph at, say, 20 for the y-axis and then do from 0 for the x-axis. And that's an incorrect reading of the graph. Well, it's not incorrect, but it's a false reading of the graph because it's not showing the whole entire thing, the whole entire trend.
And what oh, I'm sorry. I'm out of
luck. You can talk.
What we learned about this was kind of how this is a marketing scheme and also something that politicians do. And what they want to do is they want to show
the best,
yeah,
about their...
There was that 5-hour energy thing that we went over a couple of times, and it was like 99 doctors say blah, 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 but it could be 99 out of like 20,000, so that's a very low percentage. But they don't say 99 out of 20,000, and that's where their marketing gets better. And then also politicians can do it in the sense of like, when they run an ad campaign and they have this commercial and it's like they say the bad things and they give a statistic, and in the same way they're just showing the statistic that they want to be shown and not the entire unbiased truth, which is something that's not as the best. Sorry, Mike, you can go.
And I was going to just say the same thing you said, but I also like, they use like an example like the $1 billion on page 62. How like if you look at this graph, you can see like, oh, it's not really changing that much at all. This product must be bad or something, or $1 billion must be bad. But like on the next page, you can see like the range increasing by a lot. And like from the naked eye, you could be like, oh, that thing's changing a lot. That must be really good. I'm gonna support that. And like it's just something like how like stats just like manipulate your mind to think of one thing and really not.
Yeah. Should we move on to the next chapter, which kind of connects because the next chapter was.
It's kind of the same thing,
yeah,
actually.
It was on pictographs, so instead of like numbers and data points,
it's just the
through
size.
That, it's through visuals.
Yeah.
And this thing was just kind of like. The first thing that jumped out at me was histograms, because that was just something that we did a zillion, trillion, gazillion, million times this year. And just seeing that again reminded me of how many times we did them and how many different examples there were and how many different...
It's also like these pic... I'm sorry, did I interrupt you? I was going to say, like, these pictures, like... You can, like, you might think that it's, like, double, and, like, other people also will think, like, oh, this is, like, double in width, or, like, double in height, so that means it's, like, 8 times bigger, or, like, double in length, double in width, height, length, and width, so it's, like, 12 times bigger, or 16 times bigger, and, like, but, like, the pictures, like, don't actually say that, but, like, they're trying to get the people to think that so they can, like, same thing
okay.
as the other.
This is gonna be really random, but what it kind of reminds me of is, you know how, like, on Facebook or something, you'll get the creepy old men with their, like, and they'll have a picture of, like, a fake person.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, pictographs are kind of like that. It's like, they're trying to, they give you a fake visual and stuff, which might kind of represent some connection somehow, but it's not, like, the actual real truth. So, like, when you see something on there, it's completely different from what it actually is.
I do the opposite. I make my profile picture a picture of a creepy old man.
Anyways, this chapter, just to sum it up, was about pictures that were pictures misrepresenting data. And like Mike was saying, one picture could seem like a totally different thing to another person, from person to person. For example, there is a bag of money, and the bag of money, it, for the person that's drawing the graph, it looks twice as big as, it is twice as big as, in width, as the first bag of money, and then, but in reality, it's actually 4 times as big, because you make it twice as big width-wise and twice as big height-wise. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your guys' favorite chapter on those things? Because I quite thought the
chapter six,
was that what we just read? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was most interesting, because I look at pictographs a lot. Like, that's, I'm visual with, like, pictures.
Mina.
And I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, and I like chapter five, because we actually went over that in class a lot, and, even though we've read about it and we did examples of it, the chapter five, it kind of really hit it home.
What I liked about chapter five was that I feel like that's actually something I'm really using a lot, even if I'm not going to be trying to use it in the negative way that we explored, but maybe using it in a positive way. Because if I go into something with marketing, which is something I've always considered, I would have to learn more about that, and hopefully I'd learn how to do it in a positive way.
Go.
My favorite chapter was also chapter six, because, like Heather, I also like pictures, and I enjoy, like, I enjoyed all the examples, and it kind of reminded me of, like all the examples that, like, I thought, like, something like milk makes you 10 times bigger, and, like, picture one guy very small, and picture another guy, like, 10 times bigger, and I thought that, like, milk would make me be up to be 10 times bigger than that guy. So yeah, this chapter 6 kind of reminded me of that poster.
Young Chow signing off on the beat. This is Young Chow. We're signing off. We're ending here.